Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you are doing for the community, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by BW Local 141 and the CWA 2-13. We appreciate their support. Joining us today from the Kentucky Labor Institute in the Western Kentucky, AFL-CIO Area Council, Barry Craig. Barry, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Man, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. So, what is going on in Kentucky today?
Well, Charles, is a very interesting story in the Courier Journal, our state's largest paper. And here's what the headline reads: Ignore reporters and control the message. Now, you might think that that would refer to the president. No, it refers to the governor, Matt Bevin. And you know, Charles,
really?
For low these many months, I have been describing Governor Bevin as a pre-Trump. They are alike in so many ways. They are both narcissistic, incredibly thin-skinned, and they both have a severe case of hubris, what the Greeks called hubris, which means excessive and destructive pride. Now, again, if you go back and you study Greek mythology, you will see that the Greeks had a goddess whose job was to punish mortals who were severely stricken with hubris. Her name was Nemesis. So here you have, in this article, and I would refer your listeners to take a look at it. If it's not paywall protected, I'm not sure how that stuff goes these days. Anyway, there is a reporter named Joe Sokka, and of course he is the devil incarnate to Matt Bevin. He's been a burr under Bevin's blanket from the very beginning. And so he began to keep count how many times he contacted Bevin's spokespeople and got no response. The total has now passed 45.
Wow.
And so this is what you've got going. Now, again, you know, Charles, way, way back when I was young and thin and had hair, that was so long ago, there was an old expression, never argue with a man who buys his ink in barrels. In other words, it's a smart idea if you're a politician not to antagonize the press any more than you have to. But, of course, what has the president done? He has antagonized the press. That's what this guy is doing as well. Now, the Courier Journal, again, our state's largest paper, an outstanding newspaper, got some Pulitzer Prizes to prove it. I don't think it's very smart to take on the Courier Journal any more than it's smart for Trump to take on the Washington Post and the New York Times. These newspapers have got the resources. They've got the reporters. They've got the talent to dig into this stuff. But in any event, and here again, what does Trump say? Fake news, he attacks reporters, and all that sort of thing. And in this Courier Journal story, it points out that two of Bevin's terms for reporters are pathetic. He also says they're peddling malarkey. And so there you have it. There you have it. He, again, State Democratic Party is on this, of course. And Daniel Lowry, the KDP spokesman, really bright young fellow, says the Republicans often talk about transparency, but with Bevin, we have seen only secrecy. They run from reporters and hide. Well, what does that sound like? Sounds like Donald Trump as well. So I guess, Charles, the bottom line of this, it's going to take the Fourth Estate to really step up to expose these two individuals. The Republicans have the Kentucky House and Senate, so there's not going to be much chance of an in-depth investigation of him. However, the Democrats do have an attorney general, Andy Beshear. And so it's very similar. You can see the similarity.
Barry, let me ask you this. Did Mr. Bevin's collude with people from Tennessee to get elected?
Are you referring to his cockfighting penchant? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. This guy's unreal. And you know, Charles, once again, and I'm going to stop doing this. I know it's too late to do New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to stop doing this. For the longest time, I've always pulled for certain Republicans to win, figuring they'd be so easy to beat. I should learn my lesson by now. My wife and I said, Ronald Reagan, we can beat him like a drum. Easy. In Kentucky, we talked about Rand Paul. Oh, this guy, we could beat him easily. We talked about, and I'll tell you what, on election night, I was on the telephone with one of my former students, Daniel Hurt, who's a Democratic Party official in the state. He and I were watching the votes. We had our fingers crossed that Bevin would win. And he did win, but something like 83 votes. I believe it was 83, 80-something. Anyway, and so he won. And then Donald Trump. How many of us were pulling for Donald Trump to win because we thought he would be easy pickings? So I'm just going to quit doing that. I'm just going to keep quiet and sit back and just not make comments like that anymore. But this is what we've got here in Kentucky. This guy, as I said, he is the pre-Donald Trump. If you want to know what Trump was like, all you had to do is go back to Kentucky in 2015 when he was elected. But this is what's going on with this guy. He's something else. He is something else.
You know, I'm telling you, Barry, it's wild watching these people that come out of the private sector business world.
And Bevin did.
Right.
Bevin was just like Trump. He never won any. Now, he ran for the Senate against Mitch McConnell in 2014 and got beat in the Republican primary. But he's very, very much cut from the Trump cloth. He's arrogant.
Right.
He's a know-it-all. He's narcissistic. Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
And this just goes to show you what happens when you try and privatize the government.
Absolutely. And that's something else, too, Charles. My wife and I have talked many times. If you are going for a job, any job, in the public sector, the private sector, the people who are going to hire, they value experience. Why don't we value experience in politicians? What in the world made the American people think this guy, this business guy who had gone, how many times had he gone bankrupt, could run the United States of America? It makes no sense at all. Why do we do this? You know, I'd like to have a politician in who say, who's worked his way up the ladder. Governor Beshear, for example, was a state rep. He was in the legislature. He was attorney general. He was lieutenant governor. He was governor. Now, to me, that's good. That's like somebody going to work. It's like somebody in the military working his or her way up from private all the way up to an officer. To me, that's a big plus. But we've got a big minus here in Frankfort and in Washington, and so we're enduring it.
There you go. My goodness, Barry, it seems like not only in Kentucky are more and more people getting engaged, but that mindset's happening all across the U.S., don't you think?
It is, and I noticed today, Charles, I believe it was in New Hampshire, that in some special elections for their legislature, a couple of Democrats won in red districts that Trump had done well in. So perhaps we're seeing this trend, and we talked the other day about the energy in Kentucky. The opposition is growing in Kentucky. We've got groups sprouting up all over the state. Old groups are getting larger, and new groups are coming in. Yeah, the grassroots are out there. I hope it turns out well for us in Montana and in Georgia. But I think that the trend is with us. And every day you turn on the television, you read your newspaper, go online, it's like, what in the world can happen? I stopped predicting what's going to happen, because this is all stranger than fiction. I couldn't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. And quite frankly, it's repeatedly amazing to me.
It is. And people who know me know that I'm seldom or never at a loss for words. I am on this. I couldn't predict, wouldn't even hazard a guess how this will all turn out or what's going to happen next. Of course, it's amusing to watch the Republicans defend him right and left. There was a commentator last night on MSNBC, I forget who it was, said basically the Republicans are in the boat with Trump and they're going to sink with it. They're going to go down with the ship.
It's amazing to me. Amazing to me.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Barry, we've got to get going. We appreciate you being with us. And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you. Barry Craig of the Kentucky Labor Institute in the Western Kentucky, AFL-CIO Area Council. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.